laws in a situation. Hold on. Yeah, just to make things more expedient, I think we're gonna move straight to the business section of this Borough Council meeting. This Hawaii Borough Council meeting conducted on Thursday, September 15, 2022 at 9:30. Via Zoom or at the conference room where Kalina and Traven are at right now. Well, we want to keep going. You're right, La, your reception. Okay, good. Okay, the minutes have been distributed on review, so would someone like to make a motion to accept the minutes?
The sound is coming up.
Was that? Yeah, sorry, Jacqueline. You're coming all broke up.
I'm coming in too.
Maybe put it in the chat, Jacqueline. If you want to type it into the chat, we can read it.
What's that?
I think she might not have good service. So I don't think she can hear or speak. Maybe Chris can give her a call or something. But
Can I make a motion that we approve our minutes?
Let me get a question.
Someone like the second? The I'll motion? Second. Okay. Motion has been made to accept the minutes of July 21st, 2022 by Kalina and second by Traven. Any discussion? Okay. So the minutes have been approved. Okay, moving to the business part of this thing. I wanted to see if we could make a motion to combine items A and B, since they are family to the same EB.
I'd like to make a motion that we combine items A and B, descendancy recognition application of Jacqueline U. Visor and Gilbert H. Visor.
You second?
Second.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Okay, motion has been made by Kalina to move items A and B and combine them with Jacqueline U. Visser and Gilbert H. Visser, and second by Traven. Any discussion? Okay, so move. Okay, do you want to read off the
I'm thing sorry. From talking, but I could.
Sorry, Jacqueline, you still broke up here.
I don't know this.
You know, I want to read off of the thing from Shifty. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal descendant claim to the human skeletal remains located at the abrupt property, which is there, we're discussing the descendancy recognition applications of Gilbert H. Visser and Jacqueline U. Visser to the native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Keola o Nalani, Kaiabe, Kekoi, Kapaona, and Malaya, Kaioa, Kalabaya, Kapaona, and Bailiam, Rocha, and Olympia Tampos, and Edward Kaanana, Kapaona, and Edward Hugh, Kapaona, located at Honomakau, Apua, North Kohala District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, parentheses 3, number 5-5-002:024. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal descendant claim to the human skeletal remains located at this above property, the named individuals have submitted applications to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, SHPDI, for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that applicants provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicants have submitted information genealogically connecting themselves to those following persons mentioned. Therefore, SHPDI is a recommendation that the Borough Council recognizes Jacqueline U. Visser and Gilbert H. Visser as lineal descendants. With that being said, we're going to move into the business section, which we combine items A and B. Descendancy recognition application of Gilbert H. Visser and Jacqueline U. Visser to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Keolo'o Nalani Ka'i'awe Kekoe Kapa'ona, Malaya Kai'oa Kalabaya Kapa'ona, William Rocha, Olympia Tampos, Edward Ka'ana'ana Kapa'ona, and Edward Hugh Kapa'ona, located at Hamakua Ahapua, North Kohala District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, parentheses 3, number 5-5-002:024. Would someone like to make a motion to accept these as lineal?
Based off SHPDI's recommendation, I'd like to move to recognize Jacqueline U. Visser and Gilbert H. Visser as lineal descendants to the aforementioned burials at that TMK.
Second.
I second.
All right. It's been moved by Traven to accept Gilbert H. Visser and Jacqueline U. Visser as lineal descendants, and second by Kalena. In the discussion, I don't think we have Gilbert here today, but I really want to hear from Jacqueline, but she's having some technical problems, so I guess we just no discussion then. Then so moved that they both accepted as lineal. Is that right?
Don't oh, sorry, need to vote.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. Okay, yeah, gonna take the vote. All in favor of accepting Gilbert H. Visser and Jacqueline U. Visser as lineal descendants, say aye or raise your hand. Norman. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And then Law, you.
Are
you
asking me something?
She's still having a hard time. Sorry, Jacqueline. Okay, so moved that they've been accepted as lineal descendants.
Oh. Sorry, Uncle Scott. I know we're kind of rushing through the beginning, but we skipped the roll call and just so people know who voted. If you guys can just do the quick roll call.
Okay, roll call. I'll start off with myself as chair of HIBC, Scott Mahoney. I represent Kau.
Kalena Blakemore representing Puna.
Traven Apiki representing Hilo.
Norman Kaimolo representing Kona.
Locke Rivello representing large landowner.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Keokalpito dealing our SHPDI.
And we still have Jacqueline here on the line, so.
Okay. I'll put you on speakerphone. If you wanted to.
I can't make all the conversations.
Okay. Uncle Scott, can you hear her?
I just heard that last part. Yeah, she couldn't make out anything.
Okay.
Now she's good.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Jackie. The board has recommended to accept you and Gilbert. Is that family?
That's my son, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, we voted to accept both of you as lineal descendants to the EV that we mentioned before. So congratulations. If you have anything else to say about it, feel free.
Do I what?
You want to say anything about, you want to say anything?
What is the question or the subject to comment on?
No, there's no question. If you just wanted to comment on being accepted as a lineal descendant, now's your time.
I'm happy that you're accepting me and my son, acknowledging us.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry we're having all these technical problems, but yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Okay. Moving on to item C. Item C of the agenda. Discussion of Hawaii Island Borough Council membership, roles and responsibilities, information and discussion. I had one question that was brought up, had to do with the Hawaii Ethics Commission information. I wanted Kea to just explain to someone that don't understand or haven't done that yet.
Okay, yeah. So I sent out that form in email and physical mail. Basically, all board members need to go through an ethics training. And so according to the new law that took place, anybody who started after, okay, that's not for you guys. So all of you pretty much need to complete a training. If you haven't did one since January 1st, 2020, I'm not sure if any of you went to an ethics training since January 1st, 2020. If you haven't done one since January 1st, 2020, you need to complete a training before January 1st of 2024. So you have the rest of this year and next year to complete a training. They're really quick, I think. And you can also take them online. Before you had to, they used to fly somebody up to Hilo to do a mass training for everybody. But I think you can take them online too now. I think they have an online section you can take, but it's pretty quick. It's just you know, it tells you, you know, that you guys are not supposed to take money from people and you guys are not supposed to use your positions to, you know, get an advantage over anything. It's really straightforward stuff that
about what?
Oh no, this is for the board. Your item is done. Yeah. So it's nothing you guys need to rush to finish right now, as long as you guys finish it before January 1st, 2024. And so you can use that link to sign up for one of the meetings that they have.
Okay. Thank you. Also had a question about, continuing with Zoom. I just want to take another quick, survey here on how you guys feel about doing it on Zoom, even though today was kind of a mix up here, but at least we got it started and done. But anyway, any more ideas or opinions on continuing with Zoom and whatever? Any discussion? Go ahead, Trevin.
I really like the idea of the hybrid in person and on Zoom to give you know, community members a chance that might not be able to physically make it to the meeting, still an opportunity to take part in the meeting.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Do we have a, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a time to schedule care? Are we going to be doing hybrid in person for burial council members? And that, you know, Hilo Kona, and then Zoom, like what currently are we just doing a temperature check every meeting, or what's the goal or hope for the next meeting? And
yeah, well, that's what I'm discussing. Right now, everybody agrees that we should
check every meeting to find out what we want to do for the next meeting, or do we have, is there a way that we're going to do it right now? Besides, you know, because if we do hybrid, is it hybrid for community, but we have to be in person? Like, are we just talking about it every meeting to decide for the next meeting?
No, we had decided last time to run Zoom, Hilo, and Kona in that order. Last time we didn't have a meeting, so we started off with Zoom again this month. But you know, that, and that's the point I'm trying to make. If everybody actually going to Kona, you know, shall we just keep it as Hilo and Zoom, like we've been doing for the last couple of years? Right now, we have two guys in the Hilo facility at Kawili Street, Kalina and Traven already sitting there. But if you guys want to run, but we're going to have to set up our regular schedule there. If you guys want to go Zoom, Hilo, and Kona in that order, we can do that. And that's what we decided last time. So
I think that would be nice. I would like for us to meet in Kona sometimes for the Kona.
No. Yeah, that's great. Okay. You want to say something, Kale?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to cut out the in-person meetings, but if you guys still like the hybrid meet, you know, there's no set way. So you could even do Zoom, Hilo, Zoom, Kona, Zoom, Hilo, Zoom, Kona. You know, whatever you guys want to do. It doesn't have to be just Zoom, Hilo, Kona. You know, we can alternate between the Zoom and the physical locations. Or you guys can even decide at the end of every meeting what you guys want for the next meeting based on what, you know, I don't always know what's going to be on the next agenda, but based on what I anticipate, I can give you guys an idea. You know, as of right now, I don't think there's anything on the agenda for next month. With that said, there probably won't be anything big that comes up by the next meeting. You know, we still might have something come up between now and the next 3 weeks when I finalize the agenda, but you know, we could even do it, you know, by deciding at the end of every meeting. And so I don't want you guys to think that you guys need to make a set schedule, that everything is flexible.
Yeah, I can see that point because, you know, no sense driving to Hilo or Kona if, you know, we don't even have an agenda. So, yeah, I would recommend that we decide when you let us know when the next meeting is going to be. We're always going to have Zoom, but you know, if we want to physically meet, I think what the agenda is has a lot to do with if we're going to meet in person or not. To me, anyway. Any discussion?
Basically have an idea of what's on the agenda. I guess the concern I had was we want to make sure the public knows where they're meeting us ahead of time, and we usually our agenda is usually out a week in advance. And then I would agree that hybrid is really helpful. I know of quite a few people from Hawaii Island right now who have communicated their frustrations that they're applying for descendancy on other islands like Kauai and Maui, and they have to be there in person because they're no longer doing hybrid. And then even there's somebody I know right now who's doing descendant applications for two islands, and they're expected to be at two meetings on the same day on different islands. So I really support the hybrid model for our community. But I think, yeah, like Uncle Scott said, if we don't have a lot going on the agenda, It's good to have the option to zoom in. We wouldn't be having this meeting if I couldn't zoom in right now because we wouldn't have quorum, and I would hate for, and that happened last minute, so I'd hate for everyone to drive somewhere to and find out. But I do want us to start getting into the groove of meeting in person at some level in whatever capacity everyone else feels appropriate. But that's all my only input. I will go with whatever everyone else wants every month.
Okay, I guess we all agree that the hybrid is good. You know, we all want the opportunity to meet if we cannot physically be there. So I would say that if we're gonna have an in person, I can discuss that with Kale. But you know, I'll have an order if we are gonna meet in person. We'll set up Kona next. But if we don't, you know, that's gonna have to be along the way. So if you decide later on that we have a good agenda, then we'll have it in Kona. But if not, we're gonna set it up as Zoom. Is that all right with everybody? And Hilo too. We'll include Hilo. But we start the next one physically should be Kona. Okay. But if we have a real small agenda, we'll just stay hybrid and Kawili Street.
I wanted to ask, is that going to be okay, Kea, for you to be able to book a room? Does that give you enough time waiting till the week before our agenda's formed to secure a meeting room?
For Hilo, yes. For Kona, that one I'm not sure how busy their rooms are. For the Hilo room, I know they don't normally have a meeting on the third Thursdays of the month. This meeting, I hate to say, but I only booked it, I think, maybe 2 days ago. And so luckily it was open. But DOFA's a little easier. I should say the DOFA conference room is not as busy as the county, the West Hawaii Civic Center. And so, I can send, I should be okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. So we definitely gonna stay with the hybrid, and if we are gonna meet in person, we'll set up for Kona.
Sounds good.
Otherwise, we'll be back to Kawili Street and hybrid, the Zoom. Is that clear? Okay, great. The last thing I want to bring up, just discussion wise, is the last one when I took over the chair, is still important for me for. Yeah, and it's really, really good now, but, you know, that we still remain respectful and we stay on point and always the EV is the main priority. We're only discussing taking care of the EV. All this other stuff is not important. And that's about it. For anybody else want to, something you want to bring up with the Borough Council?
I have a question about the communications. Is there any development with Sophia Hanoa's requests?
Oh, no, I'll bring it up next, but yeah. What's happening with that, Kale?
On the communications? So she still is unavailable, so I'll just keep it on until she can make it.
Okay, great. Okay, that seems like everything's good. The next HIBC meeting is Thursday, October 20th. 2022 via Zoom and hopefully Kona, and we'll let you guys know. All right, any can we make a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, move to adjourn by Traven and second by Kalena, and in the discussion. Okay, everybody agree? Raise your hand.
Did you want to say something?
I was just going to ask. I see David Penn from the Legacy Land Conservation Program. I wanted to ask if there was something that he wanted. Was there something that you wanted to bring up to the council or that you wanted to bring up for a future meeting?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. This is David in the State Legacy Land Conservation Program. I was just tuning in for that item 5 because of our role in overseeing the management of some of the lands that were awarded through our program in the Kavu district.
Okay. Yeah. David, I think I've been in touch with you before, so I can find your email address, and then when I get in, you know, when Sophia lets me know when she can actually attend the meeting, because this is her third month on the agenda and she hasn't been able to make it. But when she lets me know for sure that she can make the meeting, I'll give you a heads up.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Show of hands to adjourn. Norman? All right. See you guys next month. Thank you.
Aloha.